Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy for Jesus, already in progress.
Need to call on the name of Jesus. Now I'm talking fairly loud. And all of a sudden, somebody back down the hall said, screamed out, "Who is it in this place that's talking about Jesus? Don't you know you can't use the name Jesus in a public place?" I just jumped out of my seat and turned around and said, "Who said that?" He said, "I did." I just went running back there like this, jumped over the pew, grabbed him by the shoulder, said, "You devil of hell, come out of him in the name of Jesus." And I said, "Lord, convict this boy of sin, draw him into the kingdom." I said, "Now, sir, how'd you like to make Jesus Lord of your life?" He said, "I'd love it." Led that boy to Jesus right there. Anyway, after a little while, the pastor, he came back and pulled in. When he sat down, his wife said, "Honey, you missed it. You should have been here." She said, "I've never seen anybody do what Thurman did." But said he got that guy saved. And so we ordered our meal and everything. And that guy, after I got him saved, back there he said, "Sir, before you walk off, can I hug your neck and tell you how much I love you?" So I let him hug me and I went off and we went back to my chair. And when he finished his meal, he come by the front, he come right up to our table and he said, "Sir, I want to thank you again for what you did for me tonight." He said, "I am now a saved, born again child of God." Two guys gets up, comes over to our table and he said, "Are you a preacher?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Are you preaching in town somewhere?" I said, "At his church. I'm going to be there the next two nights." He said, "Do you have a business card?" He said, I do. He said, "Can I have one?" He said, "Yes." So he gave those two men a business card. And that guy said, "You know, I've been a Christian for a lot of years, and I ain't never seen nobody with your boldness in my life. Never." Now then, I realize that those kind of things are only for a very select, small few. Now, you don't agree with that, do you, Mary? Then why don't the rest of us see God do those wonderful things? We don't do anything, do we? If we would only believe. I mean, I'd go back to that scripture. Luke 10:19-20, how much authority and power do you have? So what do we not understand about all? Isn't that something? How many people do you know that are living with a mate that's unsaved, that maybe beats up on them and does all kinds of things, and they never understood who they are? Little Margie Mayfield, you know, this is where you really get to separate the girls from the girls. I mean, if y'all know what I mean, the women from the girls, the little girls. When a man walks up beside you in a parking lot and puts a gun in your side and said, "Get in that car and slide over and put that on your hands, and if you make a move, I'm going to kill you." And she slides in and he slides in and she reaches up and puts her hand on his shoulder and says, "I'm in charge here, not you, in the name of Jesus." You talk about taking a woman? That woman knew who she was. You know that? You know? She stayed in faith and no fear. And before the day was over, that Stephen, the number one murderer and rapist in America, tuck his gun, opened it and poured the shells out and handed her the empty gun. And she said, "Stephen, why did you do that?" He said, "I just heard a voice when you told me I need to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior." Now, she'd told him that several times. But he said, "This time when you said that, I heard a voice say, 'Stephen, this is your last call. You either do what she's telling you, or you're going to spend eternity in a lake of fire.'" Would that get the number one murderers and rapists, would that get his attention? But because that woman was bold as a lion, knew who she was and did not get into fear, but walked in faith, she was able to subdue single-handed the worst wicked murderer and rapist in America. Now then, do we need guns as Christians?
No.
No, we just need to know who we are. You need to know who you are. And when you think about what's happening right now, in fact, one of the ladies in church told me, I'd heard about the meeting yesterday at the healing school. I heard about the meeting in France where they were going to, you know, try to decide on what they're going to do with Israel and all that stuff. Yeah. And so we heard about that yesterday. And then already today, I heard somebody say that the meeting in France, total chaos has broken out in the meeting. But the scripture says that they're going to divide his land. It's going to happen. I mean, we can do all the praying we want to, and then we're going to pray for Israel. We're going to ask God to do something great with Israel. But if God says they divided my land, so I'm going to divide them. I read that, and I forget which one of the scriptures, which one. It's been a long time since I read that particular scripture, but there's one of the scriptures that he says that after you divide my land, you will run from me. You will go to the mountains. But he said, I will find you. If you make your home in the stars, I will find you. And I will kill you. I will annihilate you. Every one of you that did not show mercy to Israel, I will destroy you, and I will not leave a one of you left. Not one. That's all written in the book. I wouldn't want to be a Muslim. If I was a Muslim, I'd be looking for Jesus. Because if you're a Muslim and you come to know Jesus and you accept Jesus, you ain't a Muslim no more. You're a Christian. But if you remain a Muslim, it's going to cost you your life, and you're going to spend eternity in a lake of fire. I can imagine the rude awakening to all the young boys that have given their life as a jihad terrorist Muslim, thinking that the minute they've done jihad and they killed all these people, that they're going to wind up with Allah, with 72 virgins. All they got to do is lay around and have sex all day. But that ain't hardly going to be what it's like. It's going to be a lake of fire. But that's what they've trained those boys to believe. That they're going to have 72 virgins when they get there. If they'll just kill everybody they can, you're going to have 72 virgins. Wow, what a sad deal. And they're going to be in a lake of fire forever. There's only one way to go to heaven, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you don't know how to use His Word, if you don't have His Word in your heart, you're going to be in trouble. But this is an exciting time to be alive. Just think, we could be so close. What if before the rapture, what if before the day is over today? And you're out of here. Hallelujah. Would you be happy, girl? Amen. Me too. I'd be a happy girl, praise the Lord. And the only thing Cheryl says, you got to make sure that Lily goes with us, so don't let her leave her behind. That's our puppy. Praise the Lord. But you know, we could be that close. The rapture could be just around the corner. So since we're learning, according to the scripture, how much power do we have over the enemy? So if you have all power, should you be concerned about the devil? No, the only reason you got to be concerned about the devil is if you're living in sin. Now, if you're living in sin, you better be aware the devil, he'll laugh at you. If you try to get him to leave or whatever, he will say, I have power over you. You don't have power over me because you're giving me power because you're living in sin. Now, 1 John 5:18, I want to prove that to you. I want us to look at 1 John 5:18, and I want you to see what you got to do to not give place to the devil. 1 John 5:18. What does that say? Somebody want to read that to me? Can you read that to me? Yeah. What does that say, young lady?
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's stop and talk about that. You mean if I'm really born of God, I shouldn't be out sinning?
Right.
I should be walking in love with everybody all the time, right? If I'm truly a born-again believer, I should be walking in love and loving everybody, right?
Yes, sir.
And no sin?
No.
Okay, so read on.
But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
What do I keep myself from?
Sin.
Sin and evil. You're right.
And that wicked one toucheth him not.
Ooh, so if I do those first two things, then the wicked one, what can he do to me?
Nothing.
Ooh, so now you know why Psalm 91 works so good, right? Just think. If we would teach people in the church what the Scripture says, yeah, I could care less what you believe. I just want to know what's written. Is that what you want to know, Mike?
Amen.
I don't want to go beyond what's written. But if it's written, Tony, I mean, that's just like that jet fighter you used to fly. You flew that thing according to the numbers, didn't you?
You bet.
I mean, you know, all you guys that flew them fighters flew them by the numbers. Well, I realize fighters, sometimes you have to do some pretty wild things with those things. But at least if you're going to fly somewhere, you want to know how far you were going and how much fuel you had, and you want to make sure that the distance you had time to get there and get back.
Right.
You didn't want to be 50 miles short coming back and run out of fuel out there in the ocean, did you? You're in bad shape. You had a bad day. Wow. So when I said we fly them by the numbers, that's what I meant. We flew those by the numbers. I mean to the letter, you know, so that when we came back, we had plenty of fuel to make that landing and everything. But as a Christian, should I or should you be afraid of the devil? If you have got all sin confessed and all sins repented of, you have been given complete power and complete authority over the enemy. Isn't that wonderful? He can't touch you. You can tell him where to go, but you got to be careful. When you command the devil, and lots of people don't understand that you don't have to be real close to somebody, a person, when you cast the devil out of them. You can, and I've had women tell me that my husband got so violent and so wild with me, and he was hurting me and doing everything, and I screamed, "Leave him in Jesus' name, you devil," and said, "My husband changed right in front of my eyes." Now, if you happen to be bound up like that and you can't do nothing else, well, don't let him continue to beat up on you. Use the name of Jesus. What Margie Mayfield used? The name of Jesus. And did she subdue Stephen? Yes, the number one rapist and murderer in America. So if she could take the book of Ephesians and she could use that scripture to subdue the number one murderer and rapist in America, I'd hope you could subdue your husband if he were to get wild. Wouldn't you?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.